As in many offices around the United States, people of different backgrounds work at the headquarters of the Internal Revenue Service in Washington, D.C. Richard Regan, a Native American, joined the IRS a year ago. A member of the Lumbee Chura tribe, he says he's often surprised at how little people around him know about Native Americans.
Not only surprised, sometimes it really angers me.
However, Regan says he finds it an opportunity to educate his coworkers about his background.
I found that they're pretty open to listening and changing some poorly conceived notions from the past about American Indians and Alaska Natives.
Native Americans are one of the many racial and ethnic groups at the agency.
Folks are Caucasian, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Pacific Islanders, and we even have a category that where individuals can indicate two or more races.
Elaine Ho, who works in the agency's Diversity and Inclusion Department, says diversity is about more than race.
IRS is over 60% women, almost 66% women, and we have over 40% employees of color. We have about 10% employees with disabilities. So from that perspective, we are very diverse.
Federal laws prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin are meant to ensure equality in employment and education, but they also promote diversity. Ho, an Asian American, says people of different backgrounds bring different perspectives to their workplace, which can increase innovation and creativity.
If you are surrounded by people that completely agree with you, who look like you, who think like you, who come to the same answers, you might think that you're in a great working environment because you'll never disagree. But that means you'll also run into the same roadblocks, the same problems.
But diversity comes with its own challenges, such as misunderstandings and prejudice. Monica Davey, who heads the Diversity and Inclusion Department, says the IRS works hard to overcome that.
We try to go around and do presentations or speeches or training to let people see the benefits of diversity. Show them the fact that there are studies out there that demonstrate that a diverse team, people with differences working together, can produce a better product.
A corporate culture that acknowledges, respects, and appreciates differences can also lead to better service for customers and clients, according to diversity expert Howard Ross.
There's a hospital in the Midwest in Flint, Michigan. They had some tension between black and white employees, tension between management and labor that also had fallen along racial lines, and had a lot of issues in terms of patient satisfaction. They established an education program. We trained over 40 people in the organization to lead that program on an ongoing basis. And the net result of it was within 3 years, they went from last to first in their marketplace and went from a deficit in terms of their operation to a strong profit.
In his book, Reinventing Diversity, Ross explains how his consulting company helped that effort.
We created a tool called Culture Vision, which is a web-based tool that allows doctors and nurses to go in a matter of minutes and find cultural information about patients, everything from how to better communicate with the patient to drugs that a patient might react to differently because of their genetic background.
Ross says the movement of people around the globe has transformed the makeup of societies.
You have countries like Denmark or Sweden where 40 years ago, 3 or 4% of the population were people who were born outside of the country, and now that's over 15, moving towards 20%. You go to places like Singapore, where before the last few years, diversity was never an issue. Now they're talking about it. To Japan, where all of a sudden people have to consider, should we get more women in? Should we allow immigrants to come in to the businesses that we're working with? And these are places where people never talked about diversity up until the last 20 years.
As the world becomes more connected, physically and virtually, corporations and governments are discovering the value of diversity. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.